So say I got a five-digit number. So I'll give you my real number. It's 67557. I have a node set up for that number, right? So if I go and extend that node number to 10 digits or 10 different node numbers, am I going to lose that?
All right, sorry about that. I didn't get to it fast enough there. I wasn't logged in. Bob, let's go back. So you have a five-digit number, and you want to extend it to 10 nodes. Then you have to add the zero to the end of it, I believe, and it becomes a six-digit node. So, yeah, my five-digit number became a six-digit number. I think that might be closer to what you're asking. Over to you, Bob.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking because, right? Like I said, I got one set up on the number, and then I got two more nodes that are in the process of being set up, and I have another node number, but I'm thinking about extending that node number. And if I do, just wondering if I'm going to have to reconfigure the existing node, and it sounds like I am, which doesn't seem like it's going to be a problem. I guess if I go into, I got ASL3 on there, so if I go into the ASL menu, and there's got to be an option in there to change the node number, and that should change it in all the config files, I hope, because... Yeah, I ran a couple scripts in there and stuff, so I got some stuff going on in there, some manual edits and stuff. So I don't want it to be a nuke and pave thing to get it back up and running again if I do that. Anyways, I think you might have touched base on what I was asking. Thank you. Back to NetControl.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm sorry I misunderstood your question there. But Chris picked right up on it and he figured it out for you there. What you could do if you had that other five-digit node number, just register something on it there. And I think if they've seen it's been used in the last X amount of time that they're going to leave it alone. So if you wanted to keep your five-digit numbers, throw something on there and register it. That's just a thought. I don't know. All right. I think we got through all of that. I think we hit all the comments and questions and stuff. So, all right then. Let's see. Let's continue on here. Let's see. All right. Let's keep going here. Okay. So, we went to, let me break for a second. All right, I think we were talking about hub nodes at this point. Let's see. So you build a hub node, and that hub node can live on a VPS server, which, you can get a really inexpensive, about $5 a month through different companies out there that provide them, DigitalOcean, Linode, Vulture, or you can find a buddy who has a internet connection that doesn't have a firewall, or it has a stationary IP address that'll let you have a device behind their router. So remember that you don't need any, you don't really need an inbound connection for all Starlink. For the hub node, I'm sorry. You don't need an inbound connection at home. All your inbound connections are made through your hub node. So once you find a provider, you know, you just have to have like a bare minimum of a VPS server. It doesn't take a lot. And so you can get them for about $5 a month. And then you would install a VPN software, and WireGuard seems to be the one that people are turning to more. I've got zero tier on a lot of my devices. Another one is TailScale, and then there's also OpenVPN. I know with WireGuard, I think WireGuard is built into ASUS routers, so you could connect your ASUS router to your VPN portal. And everybody can, or all your devices can VPN back into your ASUS router. Zero tier is much the same. There's another router out there. It's a travel router. It's interesting that I got. It's called a GL.I router, and it's a barrel model. And it also has a built-in WireGuard and zero tier, so it makes things a little bit easier. And then all your devices can use that. That tunnel. So what that does is it creates a persistent outbound connection, and you forward all your traffic from your VPS to your home node. So now with this setup, VPS, or your virtual private server, has a public IP address. The traffic from the tunnel passes back to you. And it doesn't really matter if you have CGNet or not, because you've got that secure VPN connection between your hub node and your local node, or your even your local network. All right, so let's go keep on going here. So now Starlink, and the Starlink is one of the reasons I need to set mine up. It has a residential CGNAT, or residential customers are behind CGNAT. If you have a business plan, you have an option for a public IP address, and of course that just costs more money. So people with Starlink commonly use the VPN tunnels, hub nodes, or 44Net. And like I said, I haven't got my 44Net set up yet. I'm still working on it. Let's see here. Okay, so you go ahead and set things up. Let's see. Probably they give us a ranking of options and what our best options are. So number one is going to be to just have a public V4 IP address from your ISP. That's, then you don't have to do anything special other than open the ports in your own router, and everything should work. Maybe I need to get back to Daniel there. Next option is having a VPS hub node. That's out there in the cloud, and you can connect to it and control it and do everything just like it was sitting in your living room, but it's outside your firewall, and it has a public IP address. Then there's the 44Net, and that's going to give you a routable public IP address, and you can hook that up to they use WireGuard, I believe. So if you have one of those routers that has WireGuard in it, you can run everything through that. But, you know, I'm not sure you can run other traffic through it, or if it just has to be radio traffic. I'm not sure about the terms of usage there. So if you were going to use it, I think I would get it and just use it right on my Raspberry Pi for my node. Or you can upgrade to a business class of service, and they generally have public IPs and static IPs. And if it's supported, you can use version 6 IP addresses. So those are some options there.
VE7SLZ.
All right, let's circle back here to Daniel. I'm not sure I caught everything in that kind of mess up there. So VE3ZSR, you had a comment and a question. I'm not sure I got it all. I got distracted in all that mess there. So if you had anything, please come back to us. Okay, hearing none, let's go ahead and take a round of in-and-out check-ins. Let's hold off just about 5 more minutes here. Really, we just have to remember that, you know, CGNAT isn't a problem with ham radio problem. It's a problem because we're short of IP version 4 IP addresses. But we do have those solutions. So we have the public IP addresses, the 44NET, the hub nodes, and the VPS tunneling. Let's go ahead and call for some more check-ins. If you would like to check in and out, please call now. If you have a question, please let us know by saying that you have a question and just need your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Call now.
And 9 Tango
Kilo
Victor
Sierra,
in and out.
India Romeo
Kilo from
Wausau,
Wisconsin. And 9 Tango Wisconsin. Victor Sierra.
Kilo Echo Niner Delta Oscar Bravo. Kilo Echo Niner Delta Oscar Bravo. Tim from Indiana.
OOL, Victor Echo 3, Oscar Lima, in and out. Thank you.
Hello, Delta 7, Delta Tango Sierra.
Whiskey Papa 4, Tango Uniform November. Whiskey Papa 4, Tango Uniform November.
Kilo Echo 6, Mike Sierra Echo. Kilo Echo 6, Mike Sierra Echo. In and out.
KV1PZS with one more additional question.
Okay, let's go ahead and hold it up there. KB1PZS, let's go ahead and get your question before I read these back.
Thank you, I appreciate it. So you had mentioned, you know, if I go to what's my IP address and I look up in the router if those two IP addresses match, I shouldn't be behind a CGNAT. However, I have my port forwarded, and it's port forwarded correctly. And if I go to a port checker and I check for 4569, it says it's closed. So, any idea why that is?
Well, you said it was a cable system. They may block 4569 because that's a IAX port, and you know, a lot of times they'll sell phones and stuff and don't really want you to use that port because you can get around that, I guess. I don't know. That might be an issue there. Let me think. You know, you could try using a non-standard IAX port, So just change it to something that's not 4569 to see, to make sure they're not blocking that particular port. You just have to do that in both your server and All-Star Link, and make sure that it reflects to the port that you have open on your router. Does that make sense to you?